Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. When we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do, we're doing our teaching series on the end times and the second coming of Christ. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this teachings. And at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Those of you that are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune in today's broadcast. Amen. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about how that all the things you hear about, the wildfires, all the earthquakes, amen. Then I'm saying both tornadoes. Then also, amen, hurricanes and all of that. Those are the beginning of sorrows. Yes, those are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. You got some Christians, they're not strong in their faith like they should. They feel like they're ready to pour Jesus out the sky. I'm telling you. Amen. But I'm here to let you know. Amen. We need to get ourselves ready to meet the Lord. Time out for playing church. It's time to be real for God. It's time to repent. Turn from sin. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, I surrender my life unto you. It's time to be real for God. It's time out for, amen, playing church. It's time to be real. Preachers need to get real for God. Amen. You can't serve the Lord with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Be in churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. But the Lord wants 24-hour Christians, not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians, but he wants you to live right 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Because God is a jealous God. He wants all of us. If he can't have all of us, he won't have none of you. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord is not going to accept you in your sin. No, he wants to change your life and clean you up. And Jesus come to be the mediator between God and man. He come to clean you up, wash you in the blood, so that you'll be ready to meet the Lord, meet God. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not the saved sinners, as people say. How can you be a saved sinner? Jesus come to save you from your sin. When he save you from your sin, you don't sin no more. Amen. And people need to understand and know that. Amen. I'm telling you, ain't no such thing as a saved sinner. Amen. Jesus come to save you from your sin. When he save you from your sin, he takes sin out of you. When he takes sin out of you, you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's why the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things come new. He didn't say you was a saved sinner. Amen. He said you are saved, amen, through Jesus Christ. Grace is Jesus Christ. Grace is no excuse for you to live in your sin. But grace come to save you so you can live, be able to live holy, live right. Amen. And people need to understand, know that. Now let's go back to the Gospel according to St. Matthew 24. Amen. Pick up down there at verse number 9, Missionary Velvet. What did it say?
Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Now, some Christians, amen, can't stand that because they don't have enough. That's why they want to pull Jesus up the sky. They ready to go back. They ready to be caught up in the rapture, as they say. But did Jesus say you going to be going back that time? Huh? That's the reason why, people, we need to get, like the Bible said, we need to, amen, get a rock bottom salvation. Amen. Go to the altar. Work on yourself. Crucify the flesh. Die indeed dead to sin. Stop, amen, acting like you're a Christian and you know you can't live right. People, get it so you'll be able to stand. Because testing time is coming. You hear me? Testing time is coming. Praise God. And we need to get it so you'll be able to stand. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus let you know, amen, that, amen, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and they shall kill you. You hear me? And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Amen. And people, we need to get it like the Bible says. Amen. It's time to stop playing church. Preachers, it's time to stop playing church. We need to get it like the Bible said. Repent of your sins and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin. Amen. Be baptized in water as a testimony that you are giving up the world, giving up sin. Amen. Then go to Calvary. Say, Lord, sanctify me through the blood. Crucify the flesh. Deny yourself, as Jesus said in St. Luke 9 and 23. Deny yourself. Give up the world. It's not worth your soul being lost. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. So you'll be able to stand. Get baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. So you'll be able to stand. We're called testing time is coming, people. And it's going to separate the, amen, hypocrites from the true saints of God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. And Jesus letting you know these things. He letting you know that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Some people can't stand, amen, all this. That's why he said they want to be gone. They want to be up in the sky with the Lord. Amen. The church going to be gone. Amen. Amen. But I don't see that in the Bible that you'll be gone. Amen. Jesus didn't say that. Praise the Lord. Amen. But you better believe what this Bible says. Stop believing what these folk tell you. Glory to God. Amen. But get it like the Bible said. Be saved. Be sanctified. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. So you'll be able to stand. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And what it said, Missionary Velvet?
And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another.
Amen. And that's the way it is when people don't have it like the Bible said. Lukewarm Christians. Amen. They're going to get scared. Get scared. And start betraying people. Amen. Trying to save their own neck. I got a book out. I wrote about that. Amen. Talking about things like that. The Great Awakening. I wrote a book on that. Amen. How that these lukewarm Christians will try to, amen, save their own neck. Trying to betray, amen, people. Betray the true saints of God. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. That's the reason why we need to get it like the Bible said. Amen. Go to the altar. Work on yourself. Pray. And say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sin so I can live right. Praise God. Because I'm telling you, Jesus wants some people that are ready to go back with him. Not the ones that are getting ready, but that are ready. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They shall betray one another and hate one another. I'm telling you, amen. When people, amen, I'm telling you, Jesus said in the 25th chapter of Matthew about the virgins. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. And the foolish virgin, amen, their light went out because they didn't have enough. Amen. And you got some Christians, amen, they don't have enough salvation and the light going to go out. The little religion going to be gone. Amen. And then they're going to look at the wise and say, give me some of yours. Praise God. They ready to betray you. You heard me? They ready to betray you because, amen, they ain't get it like you did. Praise God. But amen, praise our God, you got to get it for yourself. You heard me? Amen. Work your salvation out. Pray and ask God to forgive you for your sins. And stop trying to go to heaven with one foot in the world and one foot in the church. It's because the Lord wants 24-hour Christians. Amen. 24-hour Christians. Praise God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, change their lives. Make the life brand new. Lord, go into the free world. Lord, let people get it like the Bible said. Be saved. Be sanctified. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. So be ready to go back with Jesus when he comes. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise the song said, fix me, Jesus, fix me. While I'm in his world. Fix me so I can live right. While I'm in his world. And the Lord will do just that for you and I. Because there is no secret what he can do. He wants us to be ready when he comes for us. Because he is coming back. But we must be ready. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to prosper and have hope. You are not thrown away. You are not forgotten. You are important to us and most of all to Jesus Christ. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and support of our ministry. The Lord has a plan and a blessing for you also too. Let the Lord reign in your life too. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love and we do too. But the most important thing, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you to believe that no matter what is happening, what is going on, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. The Lord will open up doors. We'll be able to get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to those of you that's in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. And those of you that's incarcerated, write us for Bibles, others like changing material, Spanish speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Jesus loves the Spanish speaking people. And those in the free world like to give your gifts of support, it'd be greatly appreciated through our PayPal button on our website. Large or small, your gifts is greatly appreciated. So this broadcast to Chaplain William on along with one companion Chef Velvet saying that if Jesus will come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.